mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 12, rest and relaxation. We already know that a positive benefit of practicing mindfulness is relaxation. When we turn inwards to observe our emotions rather than engage with them, our body and mind naturally settle down. It feels great. But of course, there's more to it than that. Beyond physical relaxation, rest and mindfulness means reaching a state of deep ease and comfort that permeates the mind, the body, and the spirit. It goes simply beyond pausing activity. It's about being fully present and allowing yourself to recharge on all levels, guilt-free. Mindful rest begins with awareness. It involves tuning into your body's signals, recognizing when you need to replenish your energy reserves, and honoring those needs without judgment. All of which we've already covered in detail throughout this challenge. Mindful awareness of when rest is necessary allows us to step away from the hustle and the bustle of daily life, creating space for restorative practices. If you've been following along this far, you might have already started to get an inkling of when your body is calling for rest and relaxation. The constant stream of thoughts, worries, and stories that plague our minds is tiring and just not sustainable. It's one of the main reasons why mindfulness is so appealing and helpful for so many of us. It teaches us how to take a break from constant thoughts so that we can actually have some mental rest. I find that when people are just starting to dabble with mindfulness and meditation, it's helpful to remind them that you're only taking a temporary break from thoughts. A lot of people think that they need to turn off all their thoughts. That's not really the goal. That's just more of a side effect of mindfulness. The idea is just take a break. You have plenty of time to think later. For now, we're taking a break from thinking. In addition to mental rest, taking a break from thinking, mindful rest encompasses nurturing the body as well. Taking a leisurely walk in nature, enjoying a warm bath, going to bed early, or simply savoring a cup of tea or coffee in silence, these and other things that you can do are simple acts of self-care that allow you to reconnect with your body and your spirit in the most mindful way possible. And now it's time to be empowered. So many of us feel extremely guilty when we need or when we want to rest. Resting, even when feelings of guilt arise, is crucial for maintaining overall well-being and productivity. Presumably, we all rest at least a little bit every night when we go to sleep, right? And yet we still feel guilty about it, even though we actually need it. While it's common to feel guilty for taking breaks or prioritizing self-care, it's important to recognize that rest is not only beneficial, but necessary for physical, mental, and emotional health. If it helps you reframe your mindset, think of rest as being productive because it contributes to a higher quality of life. Mindfulness encourages us to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing us to explore the root of our guilt surrounding rest, specifically in this instance. When guilt arises, acknowledge it with compassion, recognize that it's a common response ingrained by societal expectations of productivity, and just move forward from there. Instead of suppressing or succumbing to guilt, approach it with curiosity and inquiry. Ask yourself why I feel guilty about resting and challenge any limiting beliefs or perfectionist tendencies. Because at the end of the day, we all deserve to rest and we all do plenty every single day even if we feel like we don't. So it's okay to rest when your body needs it. Your body is going to essentially force you to rest at some point anyway, so just don't fight it. The more we practice mindfulness, the easier it is to shift our perspective from rest being an indulgence to a necessity. Rest is not an indulgence, it is a necessity. By cultivating awareness of the present moment, we recognize the signals our body and mind send when rest is needed on a more regular basis. Tuning into these cues empowers us to honor our innate need for rejuvenation without guilt or shame. We just go, oh, it's time to rest. Okay, that's what this moment is going to be like now. We know resting is empowering because it physically gives us more energy. Resting and relaxing when we need it also helps us prioritize our own self-care, true self-care, and we cannot pour from an empty cup, as the old saying goes. Imagine how much more restful your rest times would be if you didn't worry about how you could be better spending your time. If you're craving a lot of rest and relaxation, please give yourself that gift. It is a great way to spend your time. Now, with all that in mind, here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of rest and relaxation. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. First, it might seem a little counterintuitive, but it might work. Schedule your rest times. If you're struggling with guilt that tends to come with needing to rest, try blocking time for it. That way you'll know everything else is getting done, including your self-care practices. Choose weekly minimum consistent times to engage in mindful rest. And I know we don't want to fall into the trap of rest feeling like it needs to be a productive thing or a chore or anything like that. This might just help get it into the routine, get you into the habit of saying, okay, it's time to rest and it's okay to rest right now. Second, experiment with mindful rest activities. If there's a simple, cozy activity that you enjoy doing, make that your mindful rest activity. Think cozy games, arts and crafts, watching funny movies, or even reading are all examples of mindful rest activities. And they don't necessarily contribute to any of your other goals. The only thing here is to make sure that this mindful rest activity is only that, just for rest and fun and relaxation, just for the sake of those things, not because it's contributing to something else. And finally, celebrate the small victories. Acknowledge and celebrate each moment of mindful rest without judgment or comparison. Recognize that even brief pauses throughout the day contribute to your overall well-being. Rest when you need to, be okay with it, and reap the benefits. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more Mindful Moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.